Attention investors, respected names in the financial services industry are not evaluating if there will be a significant market downturn, but when. Higher interest rates and prospects of a trade war suggest the stock market is headed into a perilous direction. Subprime mortgages, which are back, could potentially devastate the real estate market, as they did before. And with stocks simply overdue for a fall after this second longest bull run in history, even bullish analysts are recognizing these indicators that equities are in big trouble and have projected stock market losses up to 40%. You can protect your IRA or 401k for maximum safety and opportunity with physical gold and silver, as they are assets that remain genuine stores of value no matter what's happening in the marketplace. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806 to get your free guide to precious metals investing. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806.
Come welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Oh, it is a joy to have you with us, honestly. And it's summertime. So maybe I'm keeping you company in your garden or on your patio, on your terrace at the beach, in the car on the way somewhere wonderful, in the car on the way back from somewhere wonderful. Yeah, we've probably talked about the somewhere wonderful you're going to or have been to. And you can check all of that out at our family of award-winning websites, sabrams.com, S-A-B-R-A-M-S.com. Go to the top of the page in the upper left-hand corner. You'll see a spot at the very top that says our family of websites. Click on Travelers 411, our interactive side of our family of websites, and be sure to check out the directories. We make a directory for every guest, and you'll find a little 75 words or so about our guest, some little photo reminiscent of the guest or the destination or the logo or something to remind you what we talked about. And you'll find links to the podcast of the interview, which will stay for 52 weeks from the date it airs. And the archived audio will also go up the same time and stay forever and ever and ever. So we figure if you don't download it within 52 weeks, you're probably not going to. So why are we supporting all that bandwidth when we could be using it for other things? So if you want to download an interview, get to it before the 53rd week, people. I have to tell you a special welcome again to all of you who listen to us on iHeartRadio. That's wonderful. We're so happy to have you with us. And to all of you who listen online around the world, it's just gratifying to, you know, get your emails and hear about, you know, you listen in the U.S. and while you are in XYZ land, you are busy listening to us from afar. That's wonderful. And for those of you who reside outside the U.S., a special recognition that you're there every week. And we talk about not only places all over the world, but we talk about some really snazzy, magnificent, wonderful places to visit in the U.S. So for those of you living outside the U.S. planning a visit, while, yes, New York, Orlando, Las Vegas, San Francisco are places you probably have on your list already that you want to visit, there are so many places in between that are absolute and sheer gems that you don't want to miss. So those are some of the things you might want to do a little searching around our website for. You know, it's August, and it may seem strange to you, but the reality is this is the time of the year to think snow. Sounds ridiculous, no? But if you want to select what you want to do and get the kind of place you want and the kind of accommodation you want, where you want it, on the dates you want it, now is the time to decide. Go make your reservations so that you can select and not settle. Because we are heading into ski season before we know it, and I'm not trying to rush your summer or your fall away, but the fact of the matter is now is the time you should be planning your ski vacations, not in when the first snowfall comes down, whether it's November or December or wherever it is where you live. To if you're not living in a place where the mountains make you happy or you ski those mountains weekly, you want to go someplace else like golfers. They don't always want to play the same golf course. So when they take a vacation, they want to go someplace where there's a golf course that's different and challenging in a very different way from what they're used to. And so Today is the day we start talking about Think Snow. And the funny thing about it is, I was thinking about when is the last time I talked about snow? And it was last year, just about this time last year, at the Woodstock Inn in Vermont. And what was interesting to me there is we were talking about cross-country skiing. Because normally we talk about alpine skiing, downhill skiing. And I thought, well, you know what? Why don't we have them back on and set the tone for what's coming up? Because that's such a wonderful resort. It was the first rock resort in America. And I'll get corrected if I'm wrong on that because of who the guest is this hour. But I'm pretty sure it was the first rock resort. And that whole town of Woodstock, Vermont, came into being because of the enthusiasm and love of the place of one of the Rockefellers, for which Rock Resort is named. And I'm going to say it was Lawrence, who was very much into hotels. And so I said, you know what? Let's go track down Gary Thulander, who was the managing director, general manager, whatever. He was the head honcho, big fancy title at this wonderful, amazing place. The kind of place that if I were shooting a film about a winter wonderland kind of a place, that's the place I'd pick. So I called the other day, and much to my surprise, Gary's not there anymore. So when I asked where he was, and here's the funny part, people. I'm dialing the number of the Woodstock Inn in Vermont, and I'm thinking, you know, we ought to get somebody on from Cape Cod or someplace else in New England, because I don't want my audiences to think summer is over, it's behind you. Please, people, we're barely in the middle, and this is a great time of year to be heading to a beach destination right through, for me, right through when the snow falls. I love to be at a beach destination in the winter. There is nothing more surreal and exotically gorgeous than a beach destination with snow on the beach in the winter and a cheery fireplace waiting for you just about everywhere you turn at the place you're staying and having a nice brisk walk outside and coming back into that. Ah, glorious. So romantic. And I'm not talking kissy face romantic. I'm talking, you know, the kind of romance of a mystery novel kind of romance. So I called over and I'm thinking I'm online. It's ringing at the Woodstock Inn of Vermont and my brain is thinking Cape Cod. And what do I find when I connect with Richard, a lovely fellow who answers the phone over at the Woodstock Inn of Vermont? Gary's not here anymore. And with a little checking, he comes back and tells me about a month ago he left and he is now in Cape Cod. You know, I've said this on more than one occasion. I really have to be careful what I think. Because this is not the first time this kind of thing happens to me. I think things and the angels respond. So I have to think very positive things all the time because when I think it, it happens. It's very, a little scary, I have to tell you. But hey, I've been living with this my whole life. It's just, I could write a book just on these coincidences that can't possibly happen and happen almost daily to me. So guess who we've got on the line with us as we're beginning to introduce Think Snow. I've got on the line with us Gary Thulander, who's now the managing director of the Chatham Bars Inn, a fabulous place, by the way. I stayed there years ago, two general managers ago, when Paul Zeus was the general manager, and he was just this wonderful, amazing guy. And we really haven't been back since, but when I think Cape Cod, that's the first place that comes to my mind. For me, the Chatham Bars Inn is the quintessential example of what you expect to experience when you go to Cape Cod. And we're going to talk with Gary right after this.
Stephanie Abrams' travel shows are brought to you in part by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Yoga on the Lawn. Once again this summer, in collaboration with the Kripalu Center for Yoga and Health, Tanglewood in Lenox, Massachusetts, is pleased to offer hour-long yoga classes on Saturday mornings and are available at no additional charge to Saturday morning BSO rehearsal ticket holders from July 14th through August 25th. For more details, visit tanglewood.org.
You know, my mission is to present to you, and you can find it if you go to sabrams.com. That's S-A-B-R-A-M-S.com. Put mission statement, or I bet if you just, well, you have to put mission statement. Otherwise, the mission in Napa will come up. mission statement. My mission is to introduce you to destinations and venues in those destinations that I believe if you go there, you will come back enriched, enhanced, inspired, and uplifted, and somehow know you're a better person because of the experience. And there is no question that that's what got me after many telephone interviews with Gary Thulander when he was at the Woodstock Inn to actually get in the car and go there and finally see it for ourselves. And indeed, as always, places that are so motivational to me when I get there are even more impressive than I imagine them to be. And you've really made a kind of horizontal shift there, Gary, haven't you? Because the Chatham Bars Inn is in that same ilk, no?
Yeah, Chatham Bars Inn is a great location and great hotel. So I'm blessed to be here, and I do miss Woodstock and the Woodstock Inn, but you know, I worked at Chatham Bars 28 years ago, and I've done a full circle coming back, and our hearts in Cape Cod and our families down here. So it's a great opportunity for me and my family.
What was your job 28 years ago at the Chatham Bars Inn in Cape Cod, Massachusetts?
Well, I was the resident manager overseeing rooms, reservations, and all the recreation activity down near the beachfront. And
look how you made good.
It has been good the last 28 years. I've worked 9 years in the Caribbean, 11 years in Vermont. I worked in Scottsdale, and now we're back here in Cape Cod to share all those experiences and with the team here and the employees and the guests here at Chatham Bars.
We're going to take a quick commercial break and come right back, and we're going to continue talking with Gary Thulander, who is the managing director. Brand new. Congratulations at the Chatham Bars Inn in Cape Cod, Massachusetts. Don't leave me.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Don't miss the beauty of Lake Placid or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings and enjoy the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. Advance reservations are required, and in addition, up to 2 children ages 2 to 12 may accompany each adult at half the discounted rail fare. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Experience being in Amtrak's New York state of mind. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. For details, visit Amtrak.com. That's Amtrak.com.
Looking for great island destinations that have beautiful beaches and amazing sightseeing and shopping? Try Malta. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Just off the coast of Italy, with 3 islands for travelers to explore, you'll find walled cities, baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. Whether it's bustling fishing ports that provide you with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living, incredible architecture, historic forts, and a world of art, rare books, and botanical gardens, make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
If you missed open enrollment for Obamacare and are without health insurance, I have good news for you. Hello, this is Carrie Hall, America's healthcare advocate and the president of Benefits by Design. The federal government has reopened enrollment for Obamacare health insurance beginning March 15th, which means you can apply for health insurance with one of our licensed exchange certified agents who will walk you through the process to see if you qualify for a subsidy that could pay for all or part of your health insurance. And how much do does using one of our licensed agents cost you? Nothing. That's right, it costs you nothing, and we're there to help you 24/7 after you enroll. So don't miss this second chance. Call 913-385-2224. That's 913-385-2224 or online at americashealthcareadvocate.com. Once again, that phone number, 913-385-2224 or online at americashealthcareadvocate.com.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
Biz Talk Radio.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows. But there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled. And that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica. Our Jamaica.
Learn more at visitjamaica.com. That's visitjamaica.com.
Movie show travel itineraries with dots on maps. I want to do better than that and take you traveling by TV. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Join me on Sundays on my new show, Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams, airing coast to coast when it's 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Plan to sit right beside me. We'll explore travel for fun, business, reunions, weddings, honeymoons, families, and sports adventures, reaching homes in Boston, New York City, Miami, Orlando, Tampa, Dallas, Houston, Nashville, Las Vegas, Los Angeles, and more cities across America. Our affiliate TV stations are listed at sabrams.com/blog. That's sabrams.com/blog and at biztv.com. Let's take off traveling together when it's 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Sundays.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you by Amtrak. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Plan your 15% saving getaway today at Amtrak.com and click on deals and look for See New York and Save 15%.
Let's take a boat to Bermuda. Let's take a plane to St. Paul. Let's grab a kayak to Quincy or Nyack. Let's get away from it all.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
No need to come back.
On the line with me is Gary Fulander, the managing director of the Chatham Bars Inn in Cape Cod, Massachusetts. He mentioned before we went into the commercial break, when I asked what hotels in the Caribbean did you work at, and he went down the list of probably the most prestigious, most pampering, most top-of-the-line resorts you could possibly work for, which included Little Dick's Bay in Virgin Gorda, Capchaluca in Anguilla, Jade Mountain in St. Lucia. Any of you who are sophisticated travelers of the Caribbean know well what a fancy lot that is and what an impressive resume you have, sir, because clearly you understand the luxury traveler and the luxury travel market from infancy, apparently.
Well, I've enjoyed working with the market. You know, I've had a lot of personal relationships with travel agents who represent high net worth individuals who enjoy travel and want that personal attention. And
you know what they want and don't care what it costs as long as they get it.
That's correct. It's not a matter of money. It's about a matter of experience and enjoying the area and the destination that they're traveling to.
Well, and it's such an important
sure
issue.
Attention there.
It's such an important issue because the Caribbean in particular, I mean, it's only maybe in the last 10 years or so, maybe a little more than that now, that the idea of quality service in the Caribbean for everywhere you go has become a focus, because there was a time you went to the Caribbean, the islands were gorgeous, but don't count on service. And,
right.
You know, except in those unique places like Little Dick's Bay and Captain Luca and what was the other Rockefeller place on St. John?
Canal Bay,
and then Jumbie Bay
down in Antigua also.
What's the other one?
Jumbie Bay.
Canal
Bay in St. John and Jumbie Bay in Antigua.
And Canal Bay was an early entry.
Oh, yes.
Early entry. And the whole idea of Canal Bay was for extraordinarily well-to-do people. Let's
There's
just
no
use
question.
The word
there was
lovely.
The guests for rock resorts back then in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, and even in the 90s.
Multi-millionaires.
The upper 5% of the travel market would travel from rock resort to rock resort back then. And it was wonderful. So they would go through almost 8 or 9 resorts throughout the Caribbean, Hawaii, and the United States, and get the same indigenous sense of place experience that was genuine, but also was personalized at the same time.
Absolutely. And it was really back in its early stages at Canal Bay Plantation on St. John in the U.S. Virgin Island. It was an experience in being a beachcomber with none of the intrusion of the modern world. So telephones, televisions, I don't even think there were radios there.
There were no radios. Yeah,
no.
You're exactly right. Even the
Disconnect.
Ladies would have to request a blow dryer for the room because they wanted everyone to have the natural sounds of the Caribbean. Into your room.
Right. And it really was one of absolute security in terms of you didn't have to worry about anybody intruding on your good time.
That's correct. There was no keys to the room.
No
guest room key.
Yep.
We show you to your guest room, and you are totally safe and secure, and you can relax and enjoy.
Well, pretty much, except for the people. There was a very, very small community on St. John that was, you know, indigenous to the island.
Correct.
In fact, you know, on one of my visits there, I had the pleasure and privilege of interviewing a fellow whose name escapes me, but I could look it up in a heartbeat, and we have his archived audio online at sabrams.com and travelers411.com. He may be retired now because it's a good 10 years ago that I interviewed him. He was then working for the U.S. Park Service because Lawrence Rockefeller gave this lumpus of land, and you had to give at least 5,000 acres. And he had something like, I don't know how many acres he had, but he was short a little more than 4,000 acres or whatever he was short. He bought it from this guy's grandfather. Oh, no, his father. His grandfather had bought, 10 acres plus Trunk Bay. Can you imagine owning Trunk Bay? The grandfather owned all this acreage. I think it was maybe, I don't know, tons of acres and Trunk Bay. And he sold all but 3 acres or something like that, that the family kept and lived on. And the rest he sold to Lawrence Rockefeller, who gave it to the U.S. government to create the national park on St. John, which I'm sure he got a nice tax cut on as a result. I don't know that it was all altruism, but from the point of view of everybody else, it was a very altruistic thing to do. It was fabulous. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Don't leave me.
Let's take a plane to St. Paul. Let's grab a kayak, Quincy or Nyack. Let's get away from it all. Let's take a trip in a trailer. no need to come back at all. Let's take a powder to Boston for chowder. Let's get away from it all. We'll travel round from town to town. We'll visit every state. I repeat, I love you, sweet, in all the 48. Let's go again to Niagara.
Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre- and post-theater dinners and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over five decades, Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel Rumors from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
Attention investors. Respected names in the financial services industry are not evaluating if there will be a significant market downturn, but when. Higher interest rates and prospects of a trade war suggest the stock market is headed into a perilous direction. Subprime mortgages, which are back, could potentially devastate the real estate market, as they did before. And with stocks simply overdue for a fall after this second longest bull run in history, even bullish analysts are recognizing these indicators that equities are in big trouble and have projected stock market losses up to 40%. You can protect your IRA or 401k for maximum safety and opportunity with physical gold and silver, as they are assets that remain genuine stores of value no matter what's happening in the marketplace. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806 to get your free guide to precious metals investing. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806.
Biz Talk Radio. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am delighted to have on the line with me Gary Thulander, the brand new, spanking new managing director of the Chatham Bars in a fabulous place on Cape Cod in Massachusetts. And, you know, it's in such a great location. Aside from the fact that Cape Cod is just a great location and a wonderful place to visit, but if you're in New York City or in Boston, either because you're visiting or you reside in that region, you're such a hop and a jump to get to Cape Cod. And if you're coming any time of the year into this region, you're going to want to make a point of giving yourself a break and getting yourself, you know, one of the things I like to advise, especially people traveling for business, if you're going into Boston or New York or anywhere in the region on business, plan to end your business on Thursday. And instead of flying home on Friday the way you usually do, so you can fly home and not have to go into the office, stay over. Fly home Sunday. Or if Monday's a holiday, fly home Monday. Or even better, get your business done during the week and take a couple of mental health days. It'll be good for you, I promise. And head not only to Cape Cod, but set the GPS in your car or your car rental to get you to the Chatham Bars Inn. Exactly where on Cape Cod is the inn located, Gary?
Well, obviously we're in Chatham, and we're right in the elbow of Cape Cod. So if you look at the Cape Cod as it comes out into the ocean as an arm, we're right in the elbow. Right near Monomoy Island, and we're, in my opinion, we're in the most beautiful address on Cape in the islands.
Wow. Wow. How big is the place in terms of acreage and number of rooms, accommodation?
We're in 25
rooms.
Oceanfront acres, and we're at 217 rooms.
Oh, heads and beds, what's the maximum?
Oh, I would say about 500.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So you really present the perfect place for anything from a small to larger event, whether it's a wedding, which I can't think of. You know, you may be on par with some of the most romantic spots in the world for a destination wedding, for a honeymoon, for that matter, and for other things like meetings and reunions and family events and corporate events, and where you want to do something in an inspirational setting, whether it's for business or pleasure.
Well, we're all the above, as you mentioned. Our wedding market's extremely strong. We do over 75 weddings a year here. A lot of them are destination. A lot of people that have summer homes, second or third homes here on Cape Cod want to get married here at Chatham Bars. There's no question. We also have about 15,000 square feet of meeting space. So we do have, a good percentage of our year-round business is from our group business and conference business. But we also have, you know, a large part, the most part, is our leisure business, and where we have multi-generational visitors coming to Chatham Bars for the last decades. I mean, I came down here, I've been coming to Chatham for 50 years and visiting my grandparents. So there's a lot of families that come here year after year, sometimes twice a summer, to enjoy Chatham, Chatham downtown with all the retail that we have. We're about 10-minute walk from downtown from the main building, where there's great boutiques, restaurants, and bars. The Chatham Candy Manor is right there for the children.
What is that?
And
what is the Chatham Candy Manor?
It's wonderful.
See, when you say bars, I listen because I know there are people that enjoy drinking. I enjoy being in the lively atmosphere of a tavern, a pub, a bar. There's just, the vibe is fabulous, provided you pick the right place. but when you say the candy, what was that? Now you got my attention. Tell me, what was that?
Well, the Chatham Candy Manor. I used
what
to go
that?
Get penny candy with my grandfather down there, and it's still there today. And they make their own fudge. You have all the bins with all the different candies. You can fill your bag as a child, and also get some wonderful truffles and everything else, chocolate. So great reputation for the Chatham Candy Manor for sure. But the place for a cocktail downtown it's been there for decades. It's called the Squire. So there's a place to dine, very casual place to dine, but also there's the bar that next door that could you can have a great time
through
the wee hours.
It's just
a short walk distance from Chatham Bars.
What makes the Squire special, unique, different? Why that and not somewhere else?
I think it's authentic. It's rustic and authentic. It feels and exudes Cape Cod for sure, and it's right on the main street. And then I believe it's Friday nights or Saturday nights here we have the Chatham Bandstand. I think it's Friday nights, actually. And there's a big lawn downtown right off the main street where all the families come and spread their blankets in the morning. That's how popular it is, in the morning. So they have their space in the evening, and all the families and the kids listen to a band from early evening to sunset. It's a great, great New England venue there.
When you were talking about the authenticity of the Squire, is it called pub or bar?
It's just called the Squire.
The Squire, okay. Mm-hmm. It brought to mind immediately a place in Longboat Key, Florida, which truly was a dive. It was a beachcomber's delight. It had a kind of rough-hewn wood floor. And if you look carefully between the slats of the floor, you were looking through to the water underneath because it was built out, like cantilevered out over the water's edge. And it was the kind of place you went for a hot dog and a drink. And, most people were barefoot and in cut-downs. And it was, I went with some very fancy folks. I went with the folks who would have been the guests at Keneal Bay Plantation,
right,
and Little Dicks,
right,
and whatever. But at this place was like you expected a pirate to tie up at the dock any minute and come in, peg leg and eye patch and, growl at the bartender for a pint. But it was such fun. And this is decades ago. And when you said Squire, I'm sure Squire is nothing like this grungy place was. But you use the words authentic and, the whole idea of creating a unique memory, which is what you don't get when you go to cookie cutter chrome and glass places that have no history to them.
Correct.
So, well, let's really dive into the Chatham Bars Inn. When was it originally built?
Was built in 1914 as actually a hunting lodge for the rich coming out of Boston, Providence, and New York City. And so it was a summer retreat for hunting and fishing. And it just evolved over time. It was family-owned for many, many years. And it sits on a bluff looking over the Atlantic and Chatham Harbor here. And it is just spectacular. That we have our current owner has done a wonderful job. He's owned it for several years, has continued to put money and upgraded the hotel, but still protect the personality of what CBI has been known for. And we have out in the right, we have three wonderful dining experiences. We have Stars, which is our main dining room. We have the Sacred Cod, which is sort of a tavern pub scenario. And then we have the Beach House Grill down on the beach. We have it seats up to 230 people that's constantly has people wanting to come dine there. And then we have a beautiful beach and pool experience. We have cabanas. We have a wonderful boat fleet down here that we do seal tours. The seals are right on the sandbars right in front of the hotel. There's actually probably 500 or 600 out there every low tide. And then we have the outer beach, which is across the harbor, and it's a long stretch of beach that we have a launch out there. You can take a picnic lunch with your family and hike across to the other side, to the Atlantic Ocean, and go swimming in the Atlantic Ocean out there. So we've got quite the variety here. There's no question about it.
When you say hike across with your picnic, how long of a hike is it?
Well, it used to be longer when I was a young man, and my family took the launch across and got off the boat. It probably took a good 40 minutes to get across the dunes and the sand to the other side, to the ocean. And today it probably takes 15 minutes because of the erosion that's happened over the years. But it is spectacular views from the veranda in the main building here. And again, I think it's the most beautiful dress on the Cape and Islands.
I love that. I want to thank you so much for joining us today. I know that you have a crazy busy day, and I can't tell you how we appreciate the opportunity to have you on and to congratulate you on your new post. Stay with me, everybody. We'll be right back.
I've watched the harbor lights. How could I help if tears were starting? Goodbye to 10 tender nights beside the sill.
Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra in the beautiful Berkshires, presents an unforgettable season of entertainment. This summer, Maestro Andras Nelsons and world-famous guest conductors lead the BSO in timeless classical masterpieces, highlighted by some of Leonard Bernstein's greatest works. Don't miss the Bernstein Centennial Summer, celebrating Lenny at Tanglewood. Get your tickets now. Call 888-266-1200 or visit tanglewood.org.
Have you ever spread rumors? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Since its publication, my new novel, Rumors, has consistently received 4- and 5-star ratings from book reviewers and smashing comments about it being a juicy intrigue, a fast-paced read worth rereading, and a compelling story filled with love, lust, mystery, greed, and a whodunit, all wrapped up in rumors that sweep through a community. One review starts out with the words, "Holy wow!" You can find Rumors in print and ebooks at Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, and booksellers globally. The first copy of Rumors was sold in Australia last month. You can read the first 7 chapters by clicking on Rumors book cover at Amazon, which you can reach directly by going to sabrams.com/rumors. That's sabrams.com/rumors. Rumors. Read it or we'll start rumors about you.
Tickets are now on sale for the 2018 Tanglewood season, entitled Bernstein Centennial Summer, celebrating Lenny at Tanglewood. Maestro Andras Nelsons and world-famous guest conductors lead the Boston Symphony Orchestra in timeless classical masterpieces. Reserve your space at Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, in the beautiful Berkshire Mountains of Western Massachusetts. Tickets are now on sale. Call 888-266-1200 or visit tanglewood.org.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
This is a national health care alert from Wholesale Braces. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. If you are on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces available for shoulder, ankle, and your back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no cost to you as well. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to take your call.
866-490-3990. 866-490-3990. 866-490-3990. 866-490-3990.
Biz Talk Radio.
Movie show travel itineraries with dots on maps. I want to do better than that and take you traveling by TV. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Join me on Sundays on my new show, Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams, airing coast to coast when it's 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Plan to sit right beside me. We'll explore travel for fun, business, reunions, weddings, honeymoons, families, and sports adventures, reaching homes in Boston, New York City, Miami, Orlando, Tampa, Dallas, Houston, Nashville, Las Vegas, Los Angeles, and more cities across America. Our affiliate TV stations are listed at sabrams.com/blog. That's sabrams.com/blog. And at biztv.com. Let's take off traveling together when it's 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Sundays.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows. But there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled. And that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica. Our Jamaica.
Learn more at visitjamaica.com. That's visitjamaica.com. Portions of today's show brought to you in part by Malta, where you'll find walled cities, baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
Traveling man, made a lot.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
You know, last week I was talking with you about simultaneous translation when you travel for business. And I guess also if, you know, you get into trouble somewhere, you know, we hope it never happens, but sometimes travelers get sick or injured when they're traveling. And can you imagine the consternation and frustration of checking into a hospital where nobody speaks English? And not only do you not speak the language of the country, but you don't speak medical language. I mean, it's hard enough to speak medical English. You know, when someone is diagnosed with something and the doctors start throwing all kinds of Latin terms at your face and you haven't got a clue what they're talking about, and this is an English-speaking doctor. Now, add that to you're now in another country. So, you know, one of the things you want to do is find yourself a translator. Often a good start is the American embassy in the country you're in. And, you know, get some advice on somebody that can handle whatever it is that you need translated. Now, when you are in a business situation or in a life and death situation, you want to make sure that the person who is doing the translating is somebody that is that you've hired, not somebody operating for the other side, and has no special vested interest in the outcome of the conversation. But what also is important is that the person doing the translation is not only delivering the meaning of the words being said by the person who doesn't speak English that you are dealing with, but also the tone, or if there is some underlying message in the way that it's being delivered. You need to know all of that. And the purpose of the person who is doing translation for you is to give you the spirit and the letter of what is being said. So, you know, there are ways that people can say something. You know, I know those of you who, you know, I was born in Baltimore, even though it's not that far south. My mother's family and my father's family all consider themselves very southern. And, you know, there are times when you'd sit in a room full of people and somebody would say something that sounded so nice about somebody. And really what they were saying wasn't nice at all. Like, you know, some remark about some lady and her, she thinks she makes the best pies in the world, bless her heart. That's a whole message in there that's not positive. So you want, if you're in dealing with another language, that you've got somebody that's explaining to you exactly what is being said, what the content, what the spirit of what is being said, as well as the literal translation of what's being said. The last thing you want is for the person acting as your translator to get in the middle of the conversation as if they're a party to the conversation, which happened to me in Mexico City when the woman I was expecting to be my translator at a business negotiation had a family crisis and could not be there. And I was sent somebody from the U.S. Embassy. She worked in the U.S. Embassy in Mexico City. And I said something. She translated it to Senor, whoever he was, the man that I was doing business with. He answered. And instead of telling me word for word the spirit and the meaning of his words, she answered him in Spanish. And the two of them, I'm sitting there watching the two of them have a conversation. This is not the way. And then she would turn to me and say, what is he saying? Oh, well, what he's saying is that more or less, I said, I don't want to know more or less. I need to know exactly what is being said. And maybe you can just act as the interpreter of words on both sides and not engage in a conversation with this gentleman. I thought I'd lose my mind, you know? It wasn't a pretty sight. In any event, if you find yourself a great translator, share that information with everybody you know so that if anybody else needs a translator in that country, you know you've got somebody you can rely on. Such an important part of your travels, understanding the people and communicating well. For any reason, but particularly in business dealings. Stay with me, everybody. More to come. This is Stephanie Abrams, and we're flying high.
Let's fly, let's fly. Pack up, let's fly away.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.